Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 20th of September. Making Straight Paths for Our Feet. If we draw back from Christ in unbelief when we experience the judgment and chastening that belong to this wound, we have no connection with Him, nor with the consolation of the Spirit that would otherwise sustain us. As Paul reminded the Hebrews, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Christ's soul has no pleasure in a person who draws back from their fellowship in this aspect of chastening, because nothing of his suffering work is effective for them or in them. The sufferings that belong to these people are the harbinger of their eternal judgment. Those who embrace, by faith, their fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ, including the scourging that belongs to the chastening of the Father, are able to make straight paths for their feet. That is, by the capacity of the Spirit, they are able to apply themselves to the project of their deliverance from besetting sin. Having exhorted his readers to embrace their scourging from the Father, in fellowship with Christ, Paul then said, "Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that which is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." Self-righteous motivation cannot, through condemnation, achieve virtue. The Apostle Peter declared that the supply of virtue in a person's life is only through the diligent exercise of faith. A believer must not look for someone to be a priest for them in relation to their condemnation. Such a pursuit is carnal and only multiplies the corruption of both the confessor and the one who entertains and answers their confession, bringing them both under condemnation. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, Hebrews chapter 12 verses 12 to 13, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, and Ezekiel chapter 14 verses 1 to 11. For further study, Proverbs chapter 4.